Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is You Better You Bet Countdown to Kickoff with Nick Kostos and Sam Paniatovich, presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary.
Continuing thy royal props for thou royal week 3 NFL Sunday. Thy royal Bucks and thou royal Jets in Tampa, where Tyrod Taylor starts in place of Justin Fields. Tyrod Taylor might not be the rusher that Justin Fields is, but you know, given how bad their receivers are, and they're terrible, Tyrod's going to have to generate offense from somewhere. Why not his legs? Now, this prop has shot up today. I give out and bet 22.5 earlier today. I believe it's 28.5 now. I think this is good all the way up till 30. I think Tyrod can get the 30 rushing yards today for the New York Jets, and I'm just going to see where it's at because it's been moving. Tyrod's rushing prop is... This line's been bouncing back and forth. We're at 22.5 again. Tyrod over 22.5 rushing yards for the New York Jets. Anytime touchdowns, only one. The Jets use two tight ends, Jeremy Ruckert and Mason Taylor. Mason Taylor, the rookie second rounder, Jason's son, literally. He is Jason Taylor's son. Let's play Jeremy Ruckert for peanuts. Anytime touchdown for the Jets. Commanders and the Raiders. People are out on Ashton Jeanty. Jeanty pulled off the field last week in favor of Zamir White, in favor of Dylan Laub. Not great for the 6th overall pick in the draft. But in this matchup against the Commanders, I see no reason why Ashton Jeanty can't have his breakout game. I think Jenty's too good. And yes, in pass protection, it's a problem. But on early downs, I think Jenty's going to get the job done. That Gucci, that Jenty, that Prada, that BCBG Burberry, Dolce & Gabbana. Shout out to Curtis Jackson. Ashton Jeanty over 55.5 rushing yards. Anytime touchdown, let's play two. Jeremy McNichols for the Commanders. I think he will be like the new Austin Eckler in this backfield with Eckler out for the year. And Michael Mayer for the Raiders. Bowers is going to play. How about Brock, by the way? F5's John Cena 6 times last night at WrestlePalooza and going to be playing tight end this weekend for the Las Vegas Raiders. He's less than 100%. Michael Mayer is awesome too. Michael Mayer anytime touchdown for the Las Vegas Raiders. Falcons and the Panthers. I believe it was Paul Simon who once famously said, "Here's to you, Bijan Robinson," over rushing yards today against the terrible Carolina Panthers run defense. Bijan's been amazing this year thus far for Atlanta, both on the ground and through the air. Oh, Bijan over rushing yards today for the Atlanta Falcons. Anytime touchdowns. We talked about Bryson Tremaine. Xavier Leggett is inactive today for the Panthers, and he's so bad, honestly, like it probably makes the Panthers should get bet because Xavier Leggett's out. He's the worst receiver in the league. So Bryson Tremaine is likely to see more work. Let's see what BetMGM's got here. Is Xavier Leggett still listed? Okay, he's been pulled out of the market. Tremaine is now plus 750. He was in double digits earlier today. That's not as good, but there you have it. Bryson Tremaine, and if you like Atlanta like I do in the game, let's play Tyler Allgeier to score the last touchdown of the game. Allgeier, last touchdown for Atlanta. Jaguars and the Texans. Brian Thomas Jr. What a frickin' baby. Scared of getting hit. I think Liam Cohen made up a wrist injury for him to kind of like take some of the heat off of him. Hey, Brian. You're in the NFL, buddy. You're gonna get hit. Catch the frickin' ball! I do think Brian Thomas Jr. has a better game today, but I don't want to bet his over. I think Travis Hunter has a better game today. I kind of do want to bet his over, but the guy I want to take a shot at is Rootin' Scootin', Bashal Tootin', Jacksonville's number two running back, who I think will be number one at some point in the near future. Over 22.5 rushing yards, Bashal Tootin' for the Jags. The anytime touchdown prices all suck in this game. If you had to bet somebody, I would bet Parker Washington, who had a bunch of targets last week at a long price for Trevor Lawrence. Chargers and the Broncos. I do like Denver in the game, but I think the number on Ladd McConkey, Phil's son, they're actually not related, which is crazy. One white NFL wide receiver and another white NFL wide receiver, both with the last name McConkey and not related. What are the odds on that? Ladd McConkey over 66.5 receiving yards. And this morning, BetMGM had both Will Disley and Evan Engram listed in the anytime touchdown market. Both were ruled out on Friday. Worth checking your sports book of choice to see if that's the case there as well, BetMGM or otherwise. Tyler Conklin and Adam Trautman would be the bets, if that is the case. Seahawks and the Saints. Now, we're going to have to wait until this afternoon to find out if Jaxon Smith-Njigba's active or not. If he is, and I'm guessing he is, his yardage prop at BetMGM is 70.5. I'm just going to say this now. We need to start thinking of Jaxon Smith-Njigba, maybe not in the way we think of like Ja'Marr Chase and Justin Jefferson, but probably in the CeeDee Lamb category, like the Malik Nabers category. He's that good, and he's their whole passing offense. He can go under. Maybe he's sick. Maybe he's inactive. I think the first digit in his receiving yards prop moving forward needs to be an 8. And it's 70. So I'll go over on JSN. I hate the touchdown prices in this game also. If you wanted to play guys at long odds, Kendre Miller and Elijah Arroyo would be where I would look. And if Arroyo is going to cross the goal line, hopefully Alex Rodriguez doesn't try to smack the ball out of his hands. Niners and the Cardinals. I want to see how this has moved. And it's going to be Ricky Pearsall. It was 56.5 this morning. He's now 62.5. I still like that, with Juwan Jennings going to be out for San Francisco. Ricky Pearsall over receiving yards. Anytime touchdown at a long number. Luke Farrell, who's one of San Francisco's two tight ends with George Kittle out. Farrell is a longer price than Jake Tonjes. Luke Farrell, anytime touchdown. Cowboys and the Bears. With Jalen Johnson out, it really helps George Pickens on the outside. George Pickens, over 56.5 receiving yards. And Sammy knows this. The Bears' run game has been unbelievably inefficient to start the year. DeAndre Swift is going to play. His anytime touchdown price is way too short. So is Kyle Manungai, the rookie seventh rounder, with thought being that Swift might get shuttled in and out a little bit. I'd rather bet Roschon Johnson at a long price. Anytime touchdown for the Chicago Bears. And then Chiefs at the Giants. Travis Kelce has been a negative for the Chiefs this season. Injured Xavier Worthy in week one, not running the right route. Drops a touchdown pass at the goal. Maybe the Chiefs win last week if he catches that pass on the goal line. Instead, bobbles it. Andrew Mukuba picks it off. Head so far up his rear end, he can smell the pancakes he had for breakfast. Here's what I can guarantee everybody as a Giants fan. Kelce gets right tonight in primetime. Kelce over 49.5 receiving yards, and I'll be the sucker that bets him to score a touchdown at a short price. So Kelce anytime touchdown, Kelce over receiving yards. If it doesn't hit, I will gladly say to the nation, it's me. Hi, I'm the moron. It's me. And those are the prop bets for Week 3 NFL Sunday. You better you bet. Week 3 in the National Football League. Sammy, anything happening on the big board? Any thoughts on the props, etc.?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
BetMGM, Indianapolis, -6. Here we go.
Boy. You clicking
there
that button?
Here we go. It has not stopped. I have not yet. I probably will. And I will hate myself when the Titans don't score a single point. Don't think that's going to happen. A lot of support, though, in the last 5-10 minutes for Indianapolis. Also from Minnesota. And we've seen some total movement down in this Packers and Browns game, even more, 40 at one book offshore. So they are shorting offense in Green Bay and Cleveland, which I guess makes sense.
Commander still holding 3 against the Raiders, Sam, even if it's used towards Vegas?
Yes. Yep. 3. I see a couple 2.5s now, but mostly 3.
And Green Bay still 7.5, but used towards the Browns?
Yeah, 7.5. I see an 8. But a lot of 7.5 for the most part. BetMGM 7.5 -105.
So on Thursday night, Femi, myself, and Tyler in our Survivor entry, we took the Buffalo Bills. And we let Femi make that call. And Femi is 3 for 3, to be fair. And we had a little bit of sweat at the end, 21-21. Bills punting. Siler roughing the punter. Bills score to go up 28-21. Tua throws the pick. And that was that. And Bills win 31-21. Dolphins did cover the spread. We loved that. So we are sitting pretty, Sam. We are off this week as far as Survivor is concerned. What would your recommendation be and your thought on Survivor for this week? Like, what are you playing? What do you like this weekend in Survivor?
Down to 2 bullets. That's it. Only 2. We went Seattle, Dallas. The guys wanted to do double Seattle, for the record. They wanted to do it. Just funnel against Rattler. Double-double. Did not do it. So we split on Dallas, Seattle. We need Spencer Rattler and Caleb Williams to remain horrible. That's what we need.
Do you feel confident in that?
I feel really good about Dallas. It makes me uncomfortable.
No, I Tyler can tell you. So we took Dallas last week in Survivor against the Giants. I said on the air on Thursday, I wish we still had Dallas so we could take them this week. I would have been in on that also with the Dallas Cowboys. All right, so Sammy likes the Seahawks as his Survivor pick for today. His main Survivor pick has Dallas as well. What about the underdog money line parlay for today, my friend?
I put 2 in at BetMGM. This is +728. Broncos, you like the Broncos. I know guys that like the Broncos. Broncos to win. J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets to win.
Wow, +260. Love it.
Jets and Broncos, +728.
I'm going to be a coward here. Normally I have Sam, I've got something pretty long. So I'm going through it now. I don't think the Titans will win even if I like the Titans to cover. I don't think the Browns will win even if I think the Browns can cover. I don't want to bet the Bengals. It's a minus price for both the Steelers and the Patriots at MGM. I like the Eagles. I don't think the Jets will win. I don't think the Raiders will win. I don't think the Panthers will win. I don't think the Texans are going to win. I don't think the Saints are going to win. I could see Chicago winning, but I don't want to click the button. I think Dallas will likely win. And I don't think the Giants will win. I'm down to 2. I just have the Broncos and the Cardinals, plus 370. What a coward. Like, I hate myself.
I don't think you're a coward. You will give people a parlay that could win them $1 million. How is that cowardice? It's not.
Should you want me to do that? Should I do that now, or is there anything else we want to?
Can you read it?
Add?
Do you actually have it built already? You have it done?
Yeah, okay. It's not a $1 million parlay this week. So, you know, the reason why it's a $1 million parlay, like a dollar to win a million, is because it's a lot of guys at like huge prices, and I'm a little. I'll be honest. I'm a little gun shy. So we got Davis Allen last week at plus 800. And I'm not saying that like I don't win all my anytime touchdown bets, but it's usually a little better than it's been. I'm a little gun shy here to start the season. So I went with a little bit of a chalkier anytime touchdown parlay today. So this one, Sam, this could be, let me see here. This is, where is it? Stand by. This is, okay. This is $5 to win 10,000. So a little bit cowardly on my part. I can build one during the break for $1 million if we want. I can do that.
Yes, I do. I need that.
Okay, I will. So this is $5 to win 10,000. Ashton Jeanty. Bijan Robinson, who's minus 220. DK Metcalf. Blake Corum. Chimere DK. So we got some long shots here, Corum and DK. Jordan Mason. And Travis Hunter. And the thought with Hunter is I think the Jaguars will use the screen game today a lot in the pass game to mitigate Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter and the Texans pass rush. And Travis Hunter, I think, is great in the screen game and is going to break one here. So that's $5 to win 10,000. I will build a $1 million one during the break with some longer shots.
I love that. You're like, here's $5 to win 10,000. I'm a coward.
Yes. No, well, I mean, usually it's a dollar to win $1 million.
I'm going to get there on the Titans. I can feel it.
In
the next 26 minutes, I will bet those bums. I will. So I will have at 1 o'clock, I will have the Titans plus 6 and the Browns plus 7.5.
I
hate myself.
I think you're going to win both. I want to read this piece of line movement here, Sam. I'm curious if you see this across the board where you're looking. I thought for sure, shout out to Seth Rogen. I thought for sure that, or was that Jonah Hill? Who was it? The fat guy from Superbad. Whatever. Anyway.
Which one?
Yeah, it's Jonah Hill. It is, right? I thought for sure that we were going to get Eagles minus 3 against the Rams. At MGM, we're 3.5 minus 110. So I don't think the 3 is coming for the Eagles. Do you see that elsewhere as well?
There's only 1-3. It's offshore, and it's 3 minus 130. That's
wow.
It.
Wow, I'm not going to get to bet the Eagles, huh? That's a little sad.
I think the Eagles are such a good money line leg. You just have to find something to play it with. So Eagles to win, blank to win.
Falcons.
Eagles-Chiefs probably wins. Okay, fine, Falcons. Eagles-Chiefs is probably a winner today.
Super Bowl 59 Memorial Parlay and Super Bowl 57 Memorial Parlay?
Who ruins that parlay? Russ?
No one. No, you win. I would put
money,
the Falcons in. I put the Falcons in. Does Bryce Young ruin it?
No.
All right. I got a lot to do during the break here. I have to put in that money line parlay, and I'm going to build an anytime touchdown parlay, which will be like a dollar or two to win, like $999,000. We'll give it all out on the other side to wrap up the Week 3 edition of You Better You Bet's Countdown to Kickoff on the BetMGM Network.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet Countdown to Kickoff, presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.